wonderful day in which we have to gather on this Sunday. And we'd like to say welcome to each and every one of you as we gather today. And so good to have a guest with us today. Welcome. And we're glad you are here worshiping with us. Just a couple of announcements and some. One that's fresh on my mind right now, while we're so grateful for the beautiful flowers that's around, please do not forget to take your flowers with you. And I have to say this next part very, very carefully, but please do not take the bowls or the dishes. The last time I said that we have bowls on the flowers and people left the bowls, bow ties, I meant the things that's the white stuff that under the the dish, this southern twang of mine is different. I hope you understand what I'm trying not to, what I'm trying to say, bowls, the dishes. Please leave those. What a wonderful time it was to see the Sunday school on last Sunday with the program and the children. We're so grateful for that. And again, thank you, Nancy, for all that you have done. With that, thank you for all who helped with the last coffee hour on last Sunday as well. Our December mission of the month is Jack's House, and it's a house that provides a place for out-of-towners who visit loved ones at Ellis Hospital. It's right across the street from it, close by. And what a wonderful place to support. I notice the next class for the craft, it will be January 3rd from 2 to 3. Please register with Nancy Gore so she'll know how many children to have. So grateful for the number of children that are there. Our next Jenny's Lunch will be January 8th. With hot dogs, macaroni and cheese, and dessert. Always a wonderful time. And we're planning on resuming the Bible study after the lunch in January and forward. And we are studying Old Testament minor prophets. And I think we're in Zephaniah. We're going to have to start that over again because it's been so long since we started that, but we'll be looking forward to that. Regarding nominations for elders and deacons, we have nearly a clear slate, a full slate. I'm looking, I need to speak to one other person regarding filling up the elder slate, and then we'll be ready to present that before the congregation. All right, today is the last Sunday that Cobblestone Reformed Church will be worshiping. As a church, some of us know that on January 11th, the second Sunday in January, the classes will meet to close the church. And today is the last day that they'll be worshiping in that building. And so if you can remember my friends at Cobblestone, and I certainly will be remembering them throughout this day as well. Are there any other announcements we wish to make? Yes, Craig.
Well, I'm going to pass it to Suzanne. She had her hand up before me.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, if you want your offering envelopes.
Yeah.
And so those in the back. I want to make sure I get mine too, please.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, yes, Craig.
So we have copies of the January newsletter in the back.
Yes.
I bought them for Christmas Eve. You get your copy there. If you get the electronic copy, you will get it this week. I will make additional for next week because, Pastor, I don't mean to steal your thunder, but the congregation of Cobblestone is going to be coming here next week.
10th.
10th, thank you.
No problem. And even though we do not have the new consistory, if all of the current consistory attends, we'll still have a forum. So if there's any current members who know they're not going to be there, please let me know, and I can let the others. Okay. Any other announcements you wish to make? Our help is in the name of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Let us prepare for worship during this time of prelude. Christmas Day. Let us join together, please, in the singing of our introit, just the first verse of Joy to the World. If you're able to stand, I'll invite you to do so with us, please. Sentences this morning will come to us from Isaiah's book, Isaiah 63. Excuse me. I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praise of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness of the house of Israel. For he said, surely they are my people, sons who will not deal falsely, and he became their savior.
In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old.
Let us continue our worship, please, with our first hymn of praise. What child is this?
Thank you.
Thank you. Please be seated. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he might have mercy upon them, and to our God, that he might abundantly pardon. Let us pray together. God of Christmas, we would never have thought to find your Savior as an innocent baby. We confess that we have expected a warrior with a great army. We would not have thought to find your kingdom to be one of service, obedience, and humility. We confess we would have expected, maybe even wanted, a kingdom that reflected our own values and self-interests. Hear us as we spend a few moments of silent prayer and personal reflection. Hear us as we pray. Forgive us when we quickly leave Christmas behind and neglect to live lives worthy of our calling. As followers of our Lord and the Prince of Peace, by your Holy Spirit, help us to turn to you and live according to the values of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases. Beloved people of God, believe this good news, and let us live in the loving kindness of our God.
Lord, have mercy on us. Come and heal our land. Cleanse with your fire, heal with your touch. Humbly we bow and call upon you now.
And as we recite the Apostles' Creed, if you need them, you'll find it in the front of the hymnal. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and of life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Hear these words our Lord Jesus Christ has said. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second one is like to it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. On these two commands depends all of the law and all of the prophets. Amen. Our words of assurance will come to us this morning from Psalm 148, verses 1 through 14. Thank you, Nancy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, your highest heavens, and your waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he is commanded and they were created. And he established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fires and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind, fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him, praise the Lord.
This is the word of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Right now, our ministry of music, More Than a Child.
Choir.
And this is the choir. I think the music is here. I hope it is. Get it for just a moment, please.
Slide down.
skip over it because someone said, well, yeah, one kid, you know, why weren't I good? I can recall a number of years ago, in the first church I served, we were starting a nursing home program in a small nursing home in Hackney. And they had a little front room, and we introduced ourselves. We want to be here every first Saturday, and we would love you to come. First Saturday, no one showed up, so we have a service to an empty room. We sang songs to a priest to an empty room. And the next time we came around, still nobody. So I sang songs, we sang songs, and the priest to an empty room. The third month, one person came up. And so we did the same thing. Before long, we had the entire house up front. And it took time after time after time after time going. So Molly, I wanted to say to you that you are special. And even if you are the only younger person here, we have some older people. You are worth us gathering and speaking to you and to share with you. And I'm reminded on the very first Christmas day that a bunch of wise men and shepherds and animals all gathered together for one child. And beloved, if you were the only one in this building today, imagine not. Don't be lonely for us. But if you were the only one, we'll still have a service. We really would. Because in God's eye, you are important. And you are special. I said I was going to mention two things. The last thing I was going to mention is this. Did you know it's in bulletin? It said the first day after Christmas. And we sang some Christmas hymns and our prayer was about Christmas and all. He said, well, Christmas was just last week. I mean, we're done with the presents. We're done with the whole. Isn't Christmas over? No. You'll notice for the next few Sundays, there'll be the second Sunday after Christmas, the third Sunday after, the fourth. There's something special about that day when God himself decided to come down in human flesh. We're not fast at the gate. It's going to be part of us each and every time. So for the next 4 or 5 weeks, you'll hear the same sermon. All right. Let us pray. Holy gracious God, you loved us so much that you were not worried about the number of us. You were not worried about how young we are, how old we are. But for God so loved the world, each and every individual, that you came for us. You gave your life for us. Thank you for that. And thank you for our young people. Bless them. Protect them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Right now, we dismiss you to our crowded children's church. Sorry about that. She was getting chocolates this morning. I have to be nicer to her. Let's take our hymnals, please, and turn to our next hymnal.
Some through rivers, some through blood, some through fire, blood all through the blood, some through rivers.
Thank you. Please be seated. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, thank you for your word. Of all, we have gathered on this Sunday to worship. And we do that by singing songs and hymns, yes. For reading your word, absolutely. For communing together, yes. Also for the preaching. But the preaching of your word. So we ask that you will bless it to our hearing and teach us what you will want us to know about you. More about you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture lesson this morning will come to us from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. We'll talk for a moment or two on the subject, get up and go. Get up and go. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there till I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child and destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. And it was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, was in furious rage. And he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time which he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in loud lamentation. Rachel weeping for her children, she refused to be consoled because they were no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph, saying, rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. And when he had heard that Archelaus reigned over Judah in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, in verse 23 as the last. And he went and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene. Well, we have made it by the grace of God to the last Sunday in 2025. What a year this has been. For some, it's been a year filled with ups and downs. For some, it's been a year filled with challenges and unending. We do not know what this new year will bring us. What will the new year be like? Will it be a blessing or a burden? Will it be filled with challenges or causes for celebrations? We do not know what will happen next, but that wasn't the case with Joseph. In our scripture this morning, Joseph had a dream. And in his dream, an angel said to him, rise, take the young child and his mother and go into Egypt. Now, the text says the angel of the Lord, but the Greek actually is an angel of the Lord. It could have been any angel. Now, we're familiar with Michael in the Old Testament. Michael is seen, I like to call him the bouncer, because he had the muscles, and when something needed to be done, and when Daniel was praying, and he was praying over Persia, and it seemed like his prayers were not handled. Michael said, I was on my way, but I was in battle. I was fighting, but I'm here now. Michael. And then Gabriel, we know Gabriel in the New Testament. We see him oftentimes. Gabriel spoke to Mary. Gabriel spoke to Joseph. And Gabriel spoke to Zacharias and Gabriel. And then I like the other not-so-known angel by the name of Lo, L-O. Lo, the angel of the Lord came. Okay, no, but we don't know what name. Thank you, Scott, for that joke. We don't know what name of this angel that came to Joseph was, and it's not really important to know his name. What's interesting is what he said to Joseph. He said, "Joseph, get up and take the child and take his mother and go to Egypt." Now, I find that's quite interesting, because why Egypt? Well, in the Old Testament, Egypt was a place of slavery and oppression. Well, there's a couple of reasons why Egypt. Number one is it fulfills prophecy. Hosea chapter 11 and verse 1, and one of the reasons I remember that verse, is it's three ones, you know, 1, 1, 1. So it's either Hosea chapter 1 verse 11, or it's Hosea chapter 11 verse 1. So you look, no, it's just kidding. It's Hosea 11 verse 1 says, "Out of Egypt I have called my son. When Israel was a child, out of Egypt I've called my son." Another reason this is important was not only to go to Egypt, by the way, but not only was that important, not only was it a prophecy, but it also shows the sovereignty of God. Egypt was not a safe place in the Old Testament. And I can imagine Joseph going there thinking, "I'm going to the place where Moses spent all his time trying to deliver the children out of Egypt. Will we be safe? Will it be a kind place? How long we have to stay?" But one thing we know is God was protecting them. And regardless of how Egypt was, it was a place where God was protecting them. One of the things I love about this story is Joseph's response. The Bible says right away he just got up and went. He just got up and went. So God said to do something, and he arose and he went. He was raised up, and even in the possibility of danger, that did not stop him. I love the story about a missionary by the name of John Patton, P-A-T-O-N. He was a missionary in the New Hebrides Islands. And one night, hostiles, natives, surrounded their missionary group and station. And they were intended to burn them up and burn them out. Patton and his wife spent all night praying that God will deliver them. And when daylight came, they were amazed to find all of the attackers were gone. Well, years passed by, and one of the chief of this Native American group became a Christian. And the missionary went to him and said, "You know, one of the things that bothered him all this time was, what happened that made the Native Americans leave them alone and not attack them?" So he asked the chief, he said, "Do you remember when y'all surrounded our little group and you were about to kill us?" He said, "What happened that you stopped and you did not kill us?" And the Native American chief replied, "Well, who were all those men with you?" Pat knew he was all by himself. But they saw a bunch of tall, burly men surrounding them with shiny swords. I think they were angels. But no one saw them but the Native Americans. And God protected that small group. I think about that when I think of Joseph and his small child and young family going to Egypt and wondering what in the world is going to happen. And there's ways in which God protects us where we do not know. You know, sometimes we say, phew, I was just lucky. Boy, that didn't happen to me. No, you're not. Not as a believer. I don't even believe in luck. I don't even say good luck. I believe in providence. I believe if it's God's will, it's going to happen. And I believe that God protects us in fascinating ways, regardless of what's going to happen. Remember back in our story, old Herod is there, and Herod is mad. The word there is argismenos. He is fit to be tied. You know why he's mad? He's mad because, and we didn't read these verses, but if you were in Sunday school, you had homework to read Isaiah 53. So I'm going to give you homework, if you don't mind, and read Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Those are the verses we did not read in this text. That tells a story why Herod was mad. You see, there were a bunch of wise men that came, and they were looking for Jesus, and they said to Herod, we're looking for this one who was born, and we're following his star. And Herod said, well, when you find him, let me know. He said, because whenever you find him, I want to go, and I want to worship him. Now, Herod was lying himself up. I mean, he was lying like a snake. But the wise men didn't know that, but God did. Remember how Joseph had a dream and the angel said, go on to Egypt? Those wise men slept as well. And in their dream, the angel said, don't go back to Herod. So Herod's waiting. He took out his Timex and he's looking. He said, man, they're supposed to be here. And they didn't show up. Boy, was he mad. He said, I tell you what, there was injustice done. You know, beloved, there's injustice in our world today that perhaps make people mad. Economic poverty, gender inequality, racial, ethnic discrimination, healthcare needs and issues and difficulties. Some of us have those NIMO bills, and you look at that, and you say, man, good night, what happened? And what's going on? And we have all sorts of issues that enrage us. Herod was mad because he was slighted. And he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go throughout all the land, look for children that's 2 years old and younger, and I'm going to kill them. I'm going to kill them. Now, Joseph had no idea that was going to happen. But God did. And God protected Jesus, Joseph, and his family. And the Bible says there was, and it uses a quotation from Jeremiah chapter 31, where Rama, a voice of weeping in the streets, and Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted. I told the story briefly how Herod went through and he killed all the children. There are some things that happens in the Bible, beloved, that just tears my heart out. That's one of them. If someone could go through and hurt children, oh, I have problems with that. I have deep problems with that and hurting children. But that's exactly what Herod did. Oh, there's evil in this old world. But then there's also protection, where God protects his own. We must embrace the reality that while suffering happens, and suffering happens in our lives, And it's part of our experience, and sometimes God uses that those times of suffering. Sometimes we won't even know in this world why it happens until we get to glory. Yet through suffering, God refines our faith and draws us closer to himself. We can remember that our trials are not in vain, but serves as a part of God's divine plan for us. And so in conclusion, as we think about Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 23, let us remember that we are not just spectators in this chaotic world, that God is in control. And even though things may happen in 2026 that we're not looking forward to, we're not going through it alone. But God promises, I'll never forsake you. Never will I leave you. May we trust in him. May we lean heavily upon his hand. A number of years ago, I took the family out to watch a baseball game. And we parked at a parking lot way from the stadium in the heart of D.C., Washington, D.C. The boys were young. You see them now, they're one of them bigger than I am. You know, and all that kind of, but they were tiny little tykes back then. And I remember when I left the game, it was real late, went into double innings and all the rest. My team won, Colleen's lost, so I was happy about that, silently. But I got lost. And we were walking in some of the less desirable places in D.C. And I remember seeing a police officer, and I went to the car and I asked him, I said, could you tell me where I am and where we, you know, if there's lots for, he said, man, I don't know this area. I don't even get out of my car. And he was serious. He didn't get out. And I remember walking and there was a group of people coming to me. And so I grabbed Colleen's hand and Garrett's hand and this hand, and I grabbed Parker's hand and I held them tight. I just kept on walking. And I put on my mean street look, you know. I'm just a marshmallow, but I try to look mean. And I kept them close because I saw danger was coming. I wouldn't let go of their hand. I don't know what 2026 will bring, but this I know. I want to hold on to God's hands, and I want to squeeze them. And when I feel God bringing me close by, I hope I don't push him away and say, no, let me do my own thing. I hope I realize he's doing that because he knows there's danger around. And he wants to keep me close. May God keep you close. And may we remain close to him. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, oh, how much we love you. But even in this season when newness happens and we tend to want to forget some of the bad stuff of this old past year that's almost ending, help us not to be afraid to walk into a brand new one. Help us to do so by faith, trusting in you, by loving you, reading your word, talking to you every day without ceasing, loving each other. Let us hold your hand so tightly that we are ready to get up and go. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Right now, I would invite us to receive our tithes and our offering. praise and thank you for the opportunity to receive these gifts. Not only the money is for Westside Reformed Church, but also for Jack's plates. We ask your blessing upon these gifts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us pass the peace. One together. Joy to gather on this day that the Lord has made. I wonder as we come to our time of prayer and praise if there's a prayer request you would wish us to remember as a community of faith. Yes, Christy. Your son?
My son, Owen.
Owen, yes, if we can keep Owen in our prayers. Now, I nearly forgot. For some reason, my hearing aids are not picking up a lot of sound this morning, so I might have to ask you to repeat yourself or to speak loudly. Thank you, Christy, for doing that. Yes, right?
Yes, also remember our friends at Cobblestone.
Yes. It was an awfully sad time when you closed the church. Any other? Yes, sir.
Cindy McKay had to go to the hospital yesterday.
Keep Cindy in our prayers. Yes, Gracia.
I like to praise God for God that he sent his son to the manger to go to the cross for us.
Praising God for that. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Greatest gift given to humanity, men and women, boys and girls, a loving God. Any others? Just before we go to the Lord in prayer. Yes, ma'am.
In thinking of Cobblestone, and I can't imagine the sadness I would feel if this church wasn't going to be here next week. And I'm so grateful for this church that God has sustained us for as long as he has, and I believe he will continue to do that because the hearts of the people love him.
Right.
He's mindful of us.
Yes. To join you with that word of praise, I've been thinking about this week as I'm preparing for this, and I knew this date was coming for Cobblestone, and it just tears my heart out to think of the many weddings and funerals and growing up in Sunday school and joys and all of that. We pray for those and thankful for what God is doing in our midst. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Father God, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to gather together to worship. Father, whether we've been here many times or whether this is our very first time, we're so grateful that we are able to gather in your presence and to lift up your name and to worship you, Holy Father. Father, we thank you also that we can pause in our day to remember and pray others and others in particular needs. I pray for Owen I pray, Father, right now that you will be present with him and meet his need and to answer the prayer that his dear mom has for her precious son. I pray for Cindy, who's going through some physical challenges right now. Father, there are others, some those who I'm not able to name out loud, so I'll just say unspoken requests. Others, we remember Peter. Father, we remember our shut-ins and those who are not able to worship with us physically, but they join us online or they are listening right now on the radio with us. For some who are still battling the flu and various different and difficult physical ailments, those who are traveling, some are returning home, some are going to other places. We remember them today. Father, there are some who perhaps are gathered whose hearts are just heavy. Outwardly, we say, oh, we're all right and things are going well. But Father, things are not going all that well. And maybe our hearts are heavy. There's a lot of pressures we're carrying. Help us, Father, to give those over to you and to trust you with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding and in all our ways acknowledge you and know that you are able to direct our paths. We pray for our country and our world. So many people are in battles and wars. They're hearing bombs going off and it's relatively quiet here. There's no shootings that we can hear of right now. There's no children crying and wailing. There's no shouting. That's not the case in many places. We pray for Cobblestone Church as they're ending their service just about now. And Father, when they sing the final hymn and pronounce the final benediction, be with each one. And as we spend a few moments in silent prayer, Holy Father, we ask that you would hear our prayers. And we remember the words you've taught us by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Every now and then I open the hymnals and look at that prayer because I never shall forget as we turn to our last hymn of praise, hymn number 47. I never shall forget going to a nursing home and saying to the elderly, what, would you join me now in reciting the 23rd Psalm? And then I said, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be. got that all wrong. Okay, let's sing together, please, our final hymn. Thank you. may be the test.
God will take care of you. Lean weary, walk upon his breast. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through every day, on all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace.